two scripture lessons for today. The first is 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each one of you has received. Whoever speaks must do so as one speaking to the very words of God. Whoever serves must do so with the strength that God supplies, so that God may be glorified in all things through Jesus Christ. To him belong the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. The second one is from Mark chapter 8, verses 34 through 37. He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any wish to come after me, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life?" This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. So we have been talking about the five callings of our lives with a book, Purpose-Driven Life. So five calling, they can be called five purposes or five reasons God created you and me. Or it can be called five assignment. We have assignment which God has for you and me. So the word calling has been found so many times in the Bible. God called Abraham. God called Moses. God called Samuel. God called so many people in the Bible, and God is calling you and me to do something. So we talk about that. The first calling was let God love you. It's not about, the first calling of our life is not to do something good or obey God, trust God. That's going to be the second, third, or fourth. The first one is let God love you. We need to feel the presence of God, the love of God in our lives. And the second one was to belong to the body of Jesus Christ, the church. There is no perfect person at all. If you find anybody, please let me know. I'm going to follow the person. And there is no perfect church. We are a good one, but we are not perfect. There is no perfect church in the world. Yet, there is one thing perfect. That is the love of God for you and me. And we do our best to build up one another in our journey to become the person God wants us to be in this beautiful church. And last week we talked about the third calling, which was to become like Jesus. God wants us to grow up in our faith journey. God wants us to mature. God wants us to become the person God wants us to be. And the fourth calling today, it is, we are called to bless. We are called to bless one another in Christ. Isaac, next slide, please. It is different from the lesson we have learned from the world, which value money, status, and power. We can't live without money. Yes, we cannot live without power. We cannot be free from the desire. Yet, we need to know where we are looking and what we desire. We need to self-examine ourselves to be the disciples of Jesus Christ with love. And there is a terminology that describes a psychological phenomenon in our world. It is lemming effect. Lemming. They are so small and cute. Small rodent usually found in or near the Arctic in tundra biomes. Lemmings have been known to follow each other all the time. One lemming run and all the rest of the group will follow. The lemmings have been known to follow each other as they charge to their death off the cliff. Massive suicide. One or two blindly start running, then the rest of them blindly follow them. But many scientists claim it is not true. They don't do that. But anyway, this terminology, they simply have a bad name. Yet this terminology describes a phenomenon where the crowd of the people across various fields of life exhibit a certain kind of behavior for no reason other than the fact a majority do so. It is a mob mind or herd mentality. Likewise, they keep following and running without knowing any reason because others are running. As soon as somebody else starts buying something, you may feel like you better quickly begin purchasing them. And I thought about cryptocurrency. So many people talk about that, and I thought about, oh, do I have to buy? Yes. We feel like we are forced to follow the way and values that others or the society input in our minds. And we encounter dilemmas between living in the capitalized world that pursues status, money, power, and beauty, and living as Christians in which we follow Jesus in our love and care. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. One more, Isaac, one more. Yes. Ephesians chapter 2, it says, "For we are what God has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our ways of life." We talked about this a few weeks ago, saying God created us, each one of us. We are God's masterpiece. Now Ephesians says we are created in Christ for good works. We are not just consume or sustain our self-centered life and die. No. God created each one of us to do good works in Christ, and we call that ministry and blessing. In fact, we Christians, you are all ministers. Each one of you, you and me, we are called to do God's work, and we are all ministers. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean we are all pastors. Somebody will like that. Somebody will not like that, but you are all ministers. I'm a pastor, and my job is to administer the ministers in this church. So how many ministers do we have? You can count how many people we have in our church. That's the number of the minister we have in this church. With that understanding of the minister, we have to remember our calling is to be a bivocational. Bivocational minister of Jesus. Then what does that mean? What does bivocational mean? So two things come together at the same time. You are to be a bivocational minister. So whether you are a Walmart cashier, a truck driver, attorney, teacher, a nurse, or homemaker, it doesn't matter what we are doing. If we are a Christian, we are to do for two reasons: to help others and honor God. When we think we feel like we are lost, when you think, I don't know what I'm doing, we need to check. Am I helping others? Do I give honor to God? That's the checkpoint. Colossians chapter 3, it says, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God through him. Maybe I can take out the garbage as a ministry. I can change a diaper who is making a beautiful sound, beautiful music today, as a ministry. I can clean the living room. I can make a deal. I can help somebody across the street. Everything we do can become a ministry if we do that to help others and honor God. Let's say you have a meeting, and after meeting is done, everybody just gets up and leave the place. They have left coffee cup, trash on the table, and you can simply say, okay, it's not my job, but I'm going to clean that up. I'm going to help people. I will do it in love for them. Then I believe you have done a ministry. The fact is the calling to salvation and calling to service, they are the same. When you become a believer, Jesus followers, you are not just called to be saved. You are called to serve. We are saved to bless others. Each one of us has a ministry, and we are all ministers in serving and blessing others. Why? Because Jesus did that. Jesus said, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but serve people. He said, God called you and me to serve God. It is the fourth purpose of life. We are called to serve. We are shaped and formed to serve. We are made for ministry to bless. And do you know why we need to serve others? For God's glory? Oh, yeah. For our morality? To be a good person? Yes. For our salvation? To get to heaven? Oh, yes. Those are all right answers. But there is one more reason we need to serve others. It is for ourselves. It's for me. It is for ourselves, our own happiness in serving others and honoring God. Many people are looking for happiness in their whole lives, and some people think they will find their happiness in pleasure, power, possession, position, and reputation, so many different types of desire they are looking for. But we are talking about the ultimate happiness. Success doesn't bring absolute satisfaction. Salary doesn't bring the ultimate satisfaction. Status, power, they don't bring the ultimate satisfaction. They will bring easiness in life. It's going to be easy to live with those, but not the ultimate happiness. Then where can we find our ultimate happiness? And we find that example in Jesus, in serving others and honoring God. John Wesley wrote hundreds of sermons. Can you believe it? That guy preached until 3 days he died. He never stopped preaching. He wrote hundreds of sermons, and we have about only 150 sermons remaining. And in his 150 sermons, he has mentioned the happiness 382 times. So many times. Did I count them all? No, I didn't do that. Somebody did that for us. He mentioned the happiness so many times. And the happiness he talked about comes with serving others and honoring God. Why? Because it is God who created us, and we have the image of God. Morality, compassion, justice, and love, they are part of God's image in us. And we feel the need to build a good relationship with our neighbors and God. That's our nature. That is our nature. Then how can you be a minister in our daily lives? We need to find many ways, because we have a different job, vocation, and different situation, context. So we need to find it. And during the week, we heard about gun shooting again, Texas. And that day, I was in a meeting. Somehow, in that area, in that church, there was no Wi-Fi or no data, so I didn't know about that. When I came home, it pops up. It was an inhumane tragedy that cannot be excused for any reason. But when I heard about, when I heard the news, I was so saddened and upset, but at the same time, I thought about my friend, a friend of mine. He's a pastor in our conference. He has a strong passion for stopping gun violence. He lost his only son to an unintended gunshot many years ago. Since then, the anti-gun violence movement has become his second job. What he wants is simple. Nobody should get through the pain and loss. And that's the way he does his ministry and bless others. And there is another case. We had the Earth Day photo contest, and about 10 some people I collected some pictures, and we had the display inside the church buildings, and there was a small gift for the people, right? Bamboo. The toothbrush made of bamboo. And I know the CEO of this company. He's a dentist. So dentist made a toothbrush. His name is Dr. Noah. And he has been to many mission trips around the world. Uganda, Ethiopia, India, China, etc. And about 20 years ago, he was so shocked to witness the poverty in Ethiopia. And somehow, he was inspired to do something to help people and preserve the environment. And the town in Ethiopia has a huge bamboo forest. And he thought he could do something with that. He could make toothbrush with them. So plastic will remain for 100 years, but bamboo, maybe it will decay in a few years. So he began making toothbrush with them. And he began to dream of helping the poor people over there to give them opportunity to work and to have a quality life. And he said his goal was to help 163,000 people become a middle class, because the Ethiopian town, the population was 163,000. And last year, he said, his company has helped 1,500 people become a middle class. And his first vocation, he's still doing dentist work. He's a dentist. He's a really good one. But his company, that is his second job, to preserve the earth and overcome poverty. That's the way he does ministry. And a while ago, I found a Facebook posting A friend of mine posted, he said, "Everything happens for a reason in life. Tonight, coming home from the gym at 1 a.m. in the morning, I found a 90-plus-year-old man that drove off the road in the field that was clearly shaken up. I helped him into my car because he couldn't walk through in a muddy field alone. And I called a tow truck for him and had him warm up in my car until further help was there to help him. A good deed is done." Do you think he just did a good work? Well, I believe he did ministry. And it brought him happiness and feeling blessed. We are blessed to bless others. And Jesus came to serve us, and we are called to serve. That's the first calling in our lives. So during the week, let's think about it. What can I do? From my context, with my talent, what can I do? It is our calling.